لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and his companions. Today's khutbah is a continuation of our series about the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ul Husna. And today's name is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb, the Lord, and the one and the only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 minus 1. He who knows them enters paradise. That narrated by Bukhari and Muslim from Abu Huraira. And in the Holy Quran, the meanings, and all the most beautiful names belongs to Allah. So call on Him by them. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 180. It was reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah has a name which is the greatest. What is the greatest name? Some people say Al-Hayyul Al-Qayyum, Hayy Al-Qayyum, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. An acceptable interpretation states that the greatest name is the name that concerns your condition. The name Shafi, the healing, is the greatest name for the sick people. Al-Mughni, the all provider, is the greatest name for the poor. Al-Adl, the all just, is the greatest name for the oppressed. Al-Nasr, the helper, supporter, is the greatest name for the subdued. It was reported that a Rabb, the Lord, is the greatest name of Allah because it is the closest name to man. Therefore, Allah the Almighty said, which means, I swear by the city, Mecca, and you are free from sin, and to punish the enemies of Islam on the day of the conquest in this city, Mecca, and by the begetter, Adam, alayhi salam, and that which he begot, his progeny. The system of fatherhood is a sign that indicates the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth is that the system of fatherhood is one of the greatest indications of on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man's happiness is with his son's happiness. His peace is with his son's peace. The system of fatherhood is an indication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who wishes that you would precede him, excel over him. Someone who is not happy except with your safety and happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb, is the compassionate father over his children. If we said, all praise be to Allah, Lord of the world. What the word Rabb means simply? The primary and self-evident meaning is that the father provides a house for his family, provides furniture for the house, equipment, food, and drink. If he sees that his child is sick, he runs to the doctor for treatment and supervises his taking the medicine. If he sees something in his child's hand that does not belong to him, he will ask him and interrogate him, and he may punish him and educate him. The simplest explanation for the meaning of Rabb is the compassionate father to his children, who provides the food, shelter, drink, needs, schools, the private rooms, guidance, education, accounting for, punishment sometimes, and honoring and reward other times. We can understand the meanings of the name of the Father simply from a knowledgeable Father, merciful Father, a Father who works hard to provide his children with all their needs, and educate their bodies and minds and souls, educate them socially, physically, and sexually. This compassionate Father, the knowledgeable, the merciful, is not concerned of anything except his children's destiny, their happiness, their faith, and their rising. We can understand the meaning of this name that could be the greatest name of Allah from the fatherly concept. That is why it is not strange that system of fatherhood is an indication of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Lord is the closest of Allah's beautiful names to man. That name was mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty said, which means, it will be said to them, Salam, peace be upon you, a word from the Lord, Allah, most merciful. That's Surah Yasin, verse 58. Another verse, Surah Saba, verse 15, means, a fair land and an oft-forgiven Lord. This name might be the closest of beautiful names to man, because Allah, the Almighty, educates us, our bodies, minds, and souls through His cosmic, formational, and Quranic signs. Allah gives to each thing its complete form and then guided it aright. Allah, the Almighty, mentioned the concept of Lordness in many verses. He said in Surah Taha, verse 49 and 50, meaning Pharaoh said, who then, O Moses, is the Lord of you too? Musa said, our Lord is he who gives to each thing its form and nature, then guided it right. He gave him the fluid figure, the right system, the right senses, the right textures, the right features. He gave to each thing its form and nature, then guided right. An example, the mosquitoes is one of the signs that indicates Allah's greatness. From the most accurate meanings of Lordness is that Allah the Almighty give to each thing its form and nature. The mosquito needs to see things their heat, not by their colors, nor size, nor shape. Allah the Almighty give the mosquitoes a thermal reception system. The sensitivity of this system is 1,000%. He give it a thermal system that is a radar. The mosquitoes has a blood analysis system. Not every kind of blood suits it. It analyzes the blood first and then sucks it. Two brothers might sleep in the same bed. One of them wakes up with many stings and the other with nothing at all. A liquefaction system, because of the adhesiveness of the human blood, does not flow in its tongue. The mosquitoes has a system in order not to be killed during blood sucking. It sucks the blood and flies away. The effects of this system end. The human feels the sting in his hand, so he suspects that it is still on his hand, so he hits where in fact it's flying in the sky. He gave it an analysis system, a liquefaction system, a thermal reception system, 48 teeth in its mouth, 100 eyes in its head, 3 hearts in its chest, a central heart and a heart for each wing. Now there are 6 knives in its trunk, 4 knives that makes a square cut, and 2 knives in the shape of 2 tubes in order to suck the blood. Crooks in its legs, when it stands on a glass or soft surface, and claws in its legs when it stands on a rough surface. Allah created man in the best stature. Allah Almighty says, which means, verily we created man in the best stature, mold, Surah 13, verse number 4. In the human body, the eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you 2 eyes in order to realize the third dimension. With 1 eye you see the length and the width. With 2 eyes you see the third dimension. He give you 2 ears in order to recognize the directions of the sound. A horn of a vehicle might be blown on your right. This sound enters your right ear before the left one, with a difference of 1,620 parts of a second. In the brain, there is a system that reveals the discrimination between the 2 sounds. So it discovers that the horn is from the right side. So it gives the brain an order to move to the left side. You're here. Each hair has an artery, a vein, a nerve, a muscle, a fat gland, and Sherman gland. There are 130 million vesicles and cone in eye's retina, 130 million in 1.25 millimeter. It means 100 million light receptors in each square millimeter, in order to distinguish 8 million colors. The brain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made antifreeze in the water of the eyes. He made the brain to contain 140 billion depending dark cells that do not know their function yet. The talk about the Allah and the body takes long time. Allah the Almighty said what means, and also in your own selves. will you not then see? Surah Dariyat, verse 21. In the bones, this occurs in man. The human bones grow and reach suitable level, and then growth stops. The scientist expresses this state as the sleep of the bony cell. The bone is broken after 70 years. The bony cell wakes up and renovates this function. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make sensory nerves in the hair. Otherwise, you have to go to hospital for full anesthesia for each haircut. The greatness of Allah in creating the fetus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created an amount of iron in the baby's sleeping, enough for 2 years. Our understanding of things is superficial. If we go deeper in our creation, we can see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. The meaning of Rabb. He gave us everything we have. The infant does not get iron from his mother's milk. So Allah made an amount of iron stored in the infant's spelling enough for 2 years until he is able to eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the infant the sucking reflex. As soon as the baby is born, he or she devours her mother's breast and closes tightly and sucks the hair, then milk flows and comes. The baby's digestive system is full of fatty materials at birth. The first 2 days, he does not get milk. He gets material that dissolves fat. What is the meaning of Rabb, the Lord? He gave you all your abilities, all what you need from systems, tools, textures, and qualities. That is, there is an artery in the heart with no specific function. Its evident function is that when some arteries are blocked, this artery is taken and placed as spare tool for the heart. The meaning of Rabb, that he gave you everything you need. He said, and then he guided you to your interest. He made a balance system in your middle ear so that you do not fall down while you are walking. That system has three canals with liquid and hairs above the liquid. That is, if you lean to the right, the liquid stays flat. It touches the inclined wall, the hair senses, and gets you back to your situation. Except for the balance system, no one will ever be able to walk on their feet. The evidence is that you cannot make a dead man stand on his feet. He lost balance. With balance, you have nice small legs. Except for the balance system, you will need a large base to lean on. The evidence is that in the fabric shops, they place a statue of a woman with a 70 centimeters base in order to keep the body standing. The mother's placenta. In a fleshy plate that comes out with the fetus, there are unbelievable things. The mother's blood circulation is gathered with that of the fetus, and they never get mixed. And each blood has a certain type, and it is known to doctors that if the blood received a different blood type, it would not be decomposed, and the mother and the baby would die immediately. How do the two bloods not get mixed? There is a membrane between the two bloods called the Weiss membrane, which takes the oxygen from the mother's blood and puts it in the fetus, blood. Of course, when the oxygen is taken, the wise membrane performs the role of the respiratory system. It takes the sugary substance from the mother's blood and puts it in the fetus, blood. It performs the role of the digestive system. It takes the insulin from the mother's blood and puts it in the fetus blood. It performs the role of the pancreas. Now the fetus blood contains sugar, oxygen, and insulin. The sugar is burnt through the oxygen with the help of the insulin. The temperature of the fetus is 37 degrees. The burning process produces carbon dioxide, which the wise membrane takes from the fetus blood and puts it in the mother's carbon dioxide in part of the mother's breathing. The immunity factors are passed to the fetus through the wise membrane, that the fetus is immunized, protected against all the disease the mother is infected with. The wise membrane chooses the right nutrition, protein, fat, sugar, vitamins, minerals, semi-minerals, as if it is a world of nutritional scientists. And the ratio is changed hourly and implemented. That is why the doctors call it the wise membrane. If this membrane is handed to a group of excellent doctors, the fetus will die within an hour. Now the fetus needs a specific substance that is missing in the mother's blood. The mother craves for the food that contains that substance. The mother's craving for some kinds of food is the fetus need to some nutrition. He gave to each thing its form and nature, then he guided it aright. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Understanding the signs of Allah in His creation leads to glorifying Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only those who have knowledge among His slaves that fears Allah. The more your understanding of the tiny signs of Allah in His creation, the more you will glorify Him and become fearful and submissive to Him. He gave us the perfect creation. The whale weighs 150 tons. 50 tons fat, 50 tons bones, and 50 tons meat. 90 barrels fish oil, and its baby is fed 300 kilograms of milk 3 times daily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to each thing its form and nature. From a mosquito with different systems to the blue whale that weighs more than 150 tons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to each thing its form and nature, then guide it aright. When you think deeply in the creation of the heavens and the earth, you find yourself before the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if thinking deeply in the creation of the heavens and the earth is the nearest way to Allah and the most spacious door that leads to Allah. Follow-up is an important and major factor in education. Now to the follow-up, you look at the compassionate, perfect, educated, and merciful father. How he follows up his children when they go out, who their friends are, and why they are late. The follow-up, what did Allah the Almighty say about this follow-up? In Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 33, Allah says what it means, is then he, Allah, who takes charge, guards, maintains, provides of every person, and knows all that he has earned, like any other deities who knows nothing. Imagine the doctor who visits a patient and asks for analysis. The blood pressure is high, so he gives directions to stop salt. If the patient has anemia, he gives directions for giving him drugs that contains iron. The doctor always follows up the case of his patients. Any lack of or increase or extremism in the analysis of the decision he makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty says what it means, is then he, Allah, who takes charge, guards, maintains, provides of every person, and knows all that he has earned, like any other deities who knows nothing. That is education. We repeat that the name Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the closest of the beautiful names to human, because the human father is a father. Now there is another meaning of Lordness. Allah is the only creator of everything. This is a new meaning. Allah, the Almighty, is single-handed in the creation, and there is no creator but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Az-Zumar, verse 62, Allah, the meaning, Allah is the creator of all things. And in Surah Az-Zumar, verse 62 also, and he is the wakil, the trustee, the disposer of affairs, guardian over all things. He acted, that is why Prophet Hud said, "So plot against me, all of you, and give me no respite. I put my trust in Allah, my Lord, and your Lord. There is not a moving, living creature, but he has the grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path, the truth." Surah Hud, verse 55 and 56. The very accurate rule is that the perfection of the creation indicates the perfection of behavior. And there are many signs in this universe that indicate the self-existence, the one who sustains and protects all this that exists, of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has his beautiful divine names and his best qualities. Allah the Almighty said, which means, and all the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on him by them. It is not suitable nor acceptable to worship other than the Lord of the world. From the meanings of Lordness, Allah the Almighty said, he said, "Do you not observe that which you have been worshipping, you and your ancient fathers? Verily they are enemies to me, save the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists." Who is the Lord of the worlds? Allah the Almighty said, means, who has created me, and it is he who guides me, and it is he who feeds me, and gives me to drink. And when I am ill, it is he who cures me, and who will cause me to die, and then will bring me to life again. The Surah Al-Shura, verse 78 to 80. That is the Lord. So it is not appropriate, nor acceptable, nor reasonable to worship other than the Creator, Allah the Almighty. said with me, O mankind, worship your Lord Allah, who created you and those who were before you, so that you may become al-muttaqin, the pious. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 21. And all the most beautiful names belongs to Allah, so calling him by them. Knowing the beautiful names of Allah is an important feature of Muslims' ideology. The name Rabb may be the greatest name of Allah, even though the greatest name of Allah is the name that you are in urgent need for. The greatest name for the poor, they mentioned, is the All Provider. The greatest name of Allah for the oppressed is the All Just. The greatest name of Allah for the weak is the Most Powerful. The greatest name of Allah for the defeated one is the Supporter, the Helper. The greatest name of Allah for the ignorant is the Omniscient. You need the beautiful names of Allah and His best features in anything. That is why a Rabb is the one who raises his slaves, their bodies and their souls, and guides them to their benefits, guide them through revelations, and guide them with successfulness, then to paradise, guide them to their interest with the systems and the features they were granted, and guide them to Him through revelations and success. Allah the Almighty says, which means, truly they are young men who believed in their Lord Allah, and we increased them in guidance. The Surah Al-Kahf, verse 13. Then He guides them to paradise. That is why knowing the beautiful names of Allah is a major part of Muslims' ideology, even though it is one of the most important features of the Muslim ideology. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana kullaha, diqqaha wa jillaha, awwaliha wa akhiriha, ma 'alimna minha wa ma lam na'lam. اللهم اقض عنا ديننا، اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم واخر الصلاه.